Welcome to the Embodiment Conference 2020, also on behalf of the whole team behind the scenes. Thank you for your attention to another amazing presentation about intimacy and relationship. My name is Ilan Stefani and it's my pleasure to be sponsoring this channel, as I deeply believe that aliveness, embodiment, intimacy, relationship are key to individual and global change. My ongoing somatic research is focused on more and more aliveness for each and every one of us. I tune into the fields of collective trauma, of intimacy, of love and rage, shadow work, and higher level of energy. If you are curious about my work, you might want to catch my presentation on this channel as well as on the main stage. And you can also head over to my website, ilanstefani.com. My methods have been described as an embodiment training for warriors. However, you are so welcome to find out yourself. I teach online and in person. I teach in German as well as in English. Thank you for your attention and please enjoy the following presentation.
Awesome. Thank you, Janina, for playing this. And welcome Sanna to this room. So let me just briefly introduce her. Sanna is a Sweden-based Tantra and de-armoring teacher, embodiment and empowerment expert, and spiritual amplifier. So she travels the world sharing her knowledge through workshops and trainings and also private sessions. And she's the founder of De-armoring Arts Training School and Pranasana Breathwork. So today's session is going to be about sex beyond prestige, anxiety and tools to embody presence for deep intimacy. So Sanna, welcome to the room.
Thank you so much, Anke, and thank you so much, Janina, for being here. And yes, hello and welcome, everyone. This is a very interesting format to present in. So there is some that I see and there is some that I don't see. So I would love to engage with you. So as a presenter online, it's always much more rich if I can know who you are, where you are, how do you feel, and what exercises provide for you. So I would like to invite you now to just write in the chat room where you are right now. Where in the world are you right now? Just to get a little finger on the pulse and to see who's here. Spain and Stockholm and Russia and Copenhagen and Belgium and Canada, Switzerland, England, New York, Israel, Palestine, Germany, Colombia, Washington, D.C., Antwerp, Malta. That's really amazing. Wow. Finland. You keep them coming. Saudi Arabia, Mexico. Wow. Ireland, Spain, Kate in Liverpool. I read you there, Kate, from Germany, Christine. So thank you so much for sharing where you are. And what I love with presenting online is that we can meet from, you know, so many different parts of the world at the same time. So this is really amazing. So that makes my heart happy. So first I want to thank you for choosing to be here with me now for this upcoming hour and for taking your time. And I hope that you will get some rich knowledge and aha insight out from this time together. We only have, 55 minutes from now. So it's quite short. So I really hope I can present it in a clear, direct and rich and empowering way for all of you. And at any time, if you have questions or comments or thoughts that are arising, don't hesitate to share that with me. And of course, I will, since I'm presenting, I will do my best to catch up with it. I might not always respond to what you say, but it's just nice to see in the chat room here what's going on, what happens if something stimulates you or something that brings an impulse for you to share with me. So it's very, very welcome. And Anke Reis, okay, you have talked, share that if they want to interact. All right. So of course, I'm super curious if anybody have worked with me before, and if anybody have done that, you can write yes in the chat room if you want. And if not, that's even more exciting, because then I have the chance to engage with more and new people around the world, which is really interesting. What else? So yeah, my name is Sana Sanita, and you got a brief introduction here about me. Right now I'm in Greece. So normally I'm Sweden based, and right now I'm in Greece. I'm holding a de-armoring training, and we are on day 10. So the the internet is really shit in the place where I am. So I'm actually sitting like in a laundry room. So I wish that I could show you, but I'm not going to do that. But I was just laughing about the, you know, the possibilities that we have actually to do this work. And there is always a solution to everything. So I need to share that. And with that, I also want to share that it might be some noise in between, but I hope it's not going to be disturbing. I've expressed for them to be quiet and mindful.
And so that's where I am. You for a second. It seems like your picture, it's gotten a bit like not really clear. In the beginning it was fine, but now somehow it switched and you're a bit blurry. Can you maybe move a little bit closer to the camera?
Yeah. Okay, thank you for letting me know. Is that better?
It's still a bit blurry.
Still?
That's good, but I know you're gonna move, so we just
I can sit in a I can sit that's if good. I stay here. So is that good now?
Yes. Works.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. All right. So where were I? Yeah, normally Sweden based, now in Greece holding a training. And this is my passion. I travel around the world and I support people to live a more empowered life. And of course, it comes from my own desire and my own passion to grow and be empowered myself. So everything that I share, it all comes from an embodied place and a place of direct experience. And there's many legs in the offering. So one is Tantra and sexual healing, sexual awakening and pleasure. One is really more towards the empowerment and trauma healing trauma healing, more that direction. And then I also work with leaders, people who want to become facilitators. I train people to hold de-arming trainings and breath work, etc. So I have a few different legs that I work with. And today we're going to speak about, or I'm going to share with you, some really profound tools about how to embody more throughout lovemaking, for example. And of course, that direction has so many different depths to it. So to start to pull somewhere, I wonder what brought you here today? What was it that brought you to join me here today? What are you curious about? What would you love to get take with you from this session? So if you're willing to share that, it would be lovely to if somebody write that in the chat box. Sexual blockage and intimacy, tired of mediocre sex. Yes. Thank you for sharing that. Your sexology, great, beautiful. Playfulness, a more embodied intimacy without anxiety, performing during sex. Yes. Want to change your patterns, seeking exploration, sexual therapist, practice Tantra, you love sex, anorgasmia and marriage. Yeah, wow. Something just called me to see this. I think I understand more why as we go on. Yes, more passion, performance issues, to be free and say what I really like to do during sex. Yes. So it's a lot of things I believe that all of you who wrote there will benefit in one way or another. So thank you so much for sharing this with me. I really, really appreciate that. So what is really interesting when it comes to sexuality is that what I discovered with myself and with the many hundreds of people and clients that I worked with is that that what limits us the most is that we are stuck in our minds. So we have an idea about what we should look like, what sex should feel like. Am I good enough? Is that what I'm doing satisfying enough? So it's this constant kind of mind game about what's going on when we make love. Does that resonate? Just right there, yes. Yeah. And what happens when we do that is that it's really challenging to actually, or really difficult, and I would say impossible, to stay present in our own body. Because if we are constantly thinking about what we look like or what the other person thinks, we're all the time in the future, and we kind of we're playing into a mind game about a fantasy or an idea that we believe would make the lovemaking better or juicier or hotter or whatever idea we have. And of course, it's really important to see that we have such a distorted sexual education in our society. So what most people learn from is porn or American movies, or there is very little knowledge about intimate lovemaking. So it's all about performance, about what it looks like, what we look like, etc. So I would like to take all of that away and bring it back home to how much can I feel in myself when I make love? How present can I be in myself when I make love? And how comfortable am I also making love to myself, like self-pleasuring, for example? Because the thing is, if we can't be with ourselves and arouse ourselves and enjoy being in our bodies, it's going to be quite challenging to be really deep and intimate with another. So tantric lovemaking, or really deep intimate lovemaking, it really comes to be really present with one another. And I'm sure that this, for many of you, is like, yeah, but come on, I know that. Come on, tell me something new. How do I get there? So one of the most profound tools that I have, that I use for myself, and that I share with all of my clients in many different ways, is self-activation through our hands. And we're soon going to do an exploration about that. And I'm even going to show you a little map, a breakdown about how we can get back into our body and how we can learn to feel more, and what potentially can block us from not being able to do so. And there can be so many different varieties and ideas why that is so. So it's, I believe that for each and one of you, there will be a different experience in some ways. So are you willing to play, to explore an experience with me? And if you are, if you would like to do that, then I invite you to take anything, like an object. Take whatever you have close to yourself. So it can be anything. I'm not even going to suggest anything, because it really can be anything. And again, it's quite interesting for me to do this exploration right now, because I can't really see you. So I'm just going to take like 30 seconds, and I'm going to just hold space here, and then I'm going to guide you further into the experience. Okay. So once you have chosen an object, then we're just going to do this exercise for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. So once you have chosen an object, I have my lip gloss here. You're just going to sit. Great. Yeah. So you're just going to sit in a comfortable position. So if you're in a sofa or in a chair, really lean back so you can sit nicely and relaxed. And then you're going to take the object in one hand, and you're going to rest that hand in your lap. So I'm just holding this now up like this so you can see what I'm doing. So you're going to rest your hand in the lap, and then you're going to close your eyes, and with the other hand, you slowly and gently going to feel this object. It's the only thing you're going to do. The slower, the better. And the only thing you're going to do is to feel it and just pay attention to what happens in the body. Okay? So we're going to do that for 2 minutes. Okay, there is somebody writing there. Okay, so I invite you now to sit and lean back and close your eyes. And I will clock you, so when it's time to come back, you will hear me calling you back. So just disappear into the and enjoy the exercise. And just close your eyes. And then start to feel stroking this object with the fingertips. Breath is relaxed. Face is relaxed. Shoulders are relaxed. Just notice what you notice. And if the mind starts to wander, bring it back into the sensation of the fingertips. Just notice what you notice. And explore if you can go beyond the meaning making of the object and just receive the pure data. And just for another minute. Just stroking, fingertips meeting the object. And come to an ending. Pause. Notice what you notice in the body. And take a deep inhale through your nose. Exhale through mouth with a sigh. And open your eyes. How was that? Is there a word? Is there an insight? Absorbing, exciting. Exciting, feeling present, relaxing. Unusual, but good. Yeah, interesting. Heartfelt. Grounding, sensual, intimate with my pen, yeah, relaxing, focusing, exciting. In the beginning, I just felt the object that I felt my fingers feeling it, yeah. So thank you so much for sharing that in the moment. Yeah, the beautiful thing is, so thank you all for sharing all of that. You want to know the secret? And then we're going to develop it further. In our fingertips, we have thousands of little nerve endings called Merkel nerves. And they are super sensitive. So you basically have more nerve endings in your fingertips than anywhere else in your body, except for in your mouth and in your genitals. So what do you think happens when you activate your fingertips? Yeah. The thing is, often when we touch something or somebody, either we're just using our hands, we're writing, we're eating, we whatever we do, we're typing on our computer, we're brushing our teeth. We rarely very mindful about how we use our hands. Some of us more and some of us less, of course. I'm generalizing here. And often when we touch somebody or also something, we make a meaning out of what we touch. Yeah. So for example, let's bring it back to lovemaking and sexual pleasure, that we have an idea what we like and what we don't like. And when we touch then somebody, for example, what the meaning we make when we touch them or the response that we get when we touch them creates a turn on. Does that make sense? Yes. I haven't been able to stop touching stuff, everything. Yes, 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 clear. Okay, great. So the thing is, some of you could feel this sensuality, the presence arising, and all of that is pleasurable sensations. Can we agree to that? Yeah. So the more beautiful, yes, yes, I read the yes. Thank you for sharing that. So the more we can learn to activate through our fingertips, the more of this beautiful pleasure we can start to feel in our body. And I will bring in some more components to that as well. And I'm going to share with you a map. Let me see here. So if you all see this map, now I won't be able to see you if you share in the chat room, but I will share briefly here. And normally this would take a little longer time, but I need to do my best to transmit this knowledge in this short period of time. So what you did now was that you touched an object here to activate your hands. All these little dots in the hands are these Merkel nerves, nerve endings. And when you touch an object, it goes into the stimuli, into the brain here. So the one thing is happening is that you make a movement with the hand. And the other thing is that it creates a stimuli in your brain. That's all what happens. It has no judgment. It doesn't, you know, it has no meaning making. The only thing that happens is that you touch something and there goes an impulse of a sensation into your body. Most of you could experience that. And some of you could experience that you felt this pleasure and a little bit of an arousal. So if you would keep on practice that, you would start to feel more arousal and more pleasure in your body. What we call this, where I come from or how I teach it, we call this the direct route of pleasure. And I will soon share with you also the indirect route of pleasure. So the more you can start to engage and feel yourself through yourself, or feel yourself through an object, or feel yourself through another person and activate yourself, the deeper in pleasure you can go. Because in the end, it doesn't have to do anything with who you touch and what you're touching. To make this a little bit short, what most people does is, let's say that this is your beloved, this is somebody you love, or this is somebody you play with sexually. And the indirect route would be that when you touch them, but again, we come back to what we started up the call with. When we make love, we pretend, we perform, we touch somebody and their response turns us on, right? So I bring that back to the first conversation we had. Then that activates, then we create the meaning of what's happening. So, oh, that person, she gets turned on, or he gets turned on, or how good I am. And then we get turned on from that. That is the indirect route, which meaning we are playing the game of being in the future. Does that make sense? Yeah. So what we want to do is to practice to be in the direct route, the direct experience of feeling. And I'm going to show you one more and then I'm going to interact with you. Because when we touch something, let's say here you were touching an object, you see your attention, and either you can choose to focus on the stimuli of the object or of the one you touch, or you can go to the meaning making. But as soon as you go into the meaning making, you're already lost, right? You're already creating a story about what's happening or supposed to happen or how you're supposed to be in bed. With that said, it's nothing wrong to be technically skilled or anything, but we really want to bring it back into our body, into our felt sense experience. And what I've noticed with 99% of my clients and also how I used to be was that I didn't really feel myself. I always was performing for somebody else and I could enjoy sex. It was nice, but I always did it or often did it for somebody else until I understood that I had to start to activate myself through self-pleasuring to feeling myself. And behind that, when we can't do that, behind that is often a whole range of low self-esteem. We are much in our head. We don't know what to ask for. We believe that we have to do for the other all the time. So often when we can't really feel ourselves and we perform for the other, it's because we're afraid of failure, of not being good enough. This is what I most of the time see what it boils down to. Okay, I'm going to get back to you here. With this said, how does this resonate with you? Again, I feel I'm a little challenged that I can't really see you. So I'm like, I can't read your face responses or anything. So I would be super happy if somebody shares if you understood, if this was clear for you.
We had a lot of yes coming in.
Yeah, we had a lot of yes coming. Okay, it makes complete sense. Yes, resonates. Sure, I don't want to get it wrong. Yeah, very clear explained. Great, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Yes, and I understand somebody writes, it makes sense, but very hard to put into practice. It is, and it's not. The thing is, this is one of the most simplest practices you can do. Like, you can sit 3 minutes per day, 5 minutes per day, and just touch. When you're on a bus or in a queue, you can touch yourself. You can touch your own skin. Actually, we can do that for a couple of minutes to get that experience as well, because it brings you a little lever closer to yourself. So I hope you're all willing to play that. And again, just sit and lean back. Thank you for sharing, somebody writes it. Honestly, I see that I did that because of fear of not being good enough. Exactly. What about other person if they're not singing from the same song sheet? Yes, that's a good one. Then you got to train them. Because once you embody this, it will be very challenging to be with somebody who is not, because they would play the game of, you know, for whatever reasons they are doing it, of wanting your reaction. And if somebody, so for example, if I'm with a man nowadays who just wants my reaction, it doesn't work because my body do not respond to that. And that person will get very bored quickly because I'm not playing into that game, not even a game, but preferences. We can call it preferences. Yeah, train them, exactly. All right, so to make the best use of time here, let's play with our own skin one time. And this time you're just going to touch your own hand. So I invite you to again sit and close your eyes in a comfortable position, however you that is for you. And now take your hand. You're going to do the same thing. Just focus on your hand, these fingers touching the other hand. And we'll do that for 2 minutes. And perhaps for some of you, it will be that the mind is more active. And this is great. So if you notice that, just bring the focus back into the fingertips, how the fingers touching the hand. Breathing nice and deep. feeling. And if you find there is one place that maybe feels a little pleasurable, start to follow that. Relax into the sensation. Just notice what you notice. Remember, we can choose to focus on the stimuli, or we can choose to focus on the meaning we make out of it. It's a choice. It's a choice in every moment, or it can be a choice in every moment. And if you think you go slow, perhaps you want to go even slower. You can focus on both the fingertips and the palm. And take a deep breath in. Exhale and pause. Just feel how it feels in the body. Great. Inhale, open your eyes, come back to the room where you're in. and then I wonder how this was for you, of course. Soft and gentle, yeah. Awesome, yeah. Felt like a little pussy tingle, yeah. It's all welcome. Much better than touching my pen, yeah. Sensitive, lovely, yeah. Really relaxing, tingly and calm. Harder to feel the fingertips, I feel more. Yeah, that's common. A little too intense, Curious what that is about. Better than my pen to connect to turn on, reassuring. Yeah. So you see, it has a lot of different experiences from all of us, but what it's like the overall sensation that comes out of it, it's like relaxing comfort, pleasurable experience. So if we take away pleasure from sexual pleasure, it's just a pleasurable sensation. Because that's also one thing which is really important when going to lovemaking. Because if we really want to have deep, intimate, profound lovemaking, we want to be able to feel ourselves in the depth of our core. And we want to be able to meet another in the depth of their core without wanting anything special. So the more we can relax, the same principle, you know, the more we can relax into that moment, into that meeting, the more we can feel. So that's like really some of the core principles about tantric lovemaking or intimate lovemaking, to be present.
We have some questions coming in.
Yeah.
So they're much related. So yeah. One would be, how can you do this exercise with a client when they are so steeped in performance that they might try to perform or eroticize the other instead of connecting with themselves?
Yeah.
For example, if I was leading the exercise for a person.
Yeah. So I always, in all my sessions, I start with this exercise. And for me, it gives a very quick indication where a person is. So if a person is super... in that description, for me, it sounds like a person who wants confirmation, outer confirmation. And that shows me that that person has a very low self-esteem. So I would point that back and said, okay, how are you in, I would assure that in different ways, like, how are you in lovemaking? How are you in asking for what you want? What do you really want? How do you like to be touched? I would corner them with different questions so they would get an insight how bad they actually are in knowing what they want for themselves. And sometimes this takes many times for people to even start to feel something, because their mind is so active, they start to create the meaning about it. So they block the sensation to their own pleasure, right? So this, for me, if a person can't really feel themselves or they start to create a much more meaning out of it, it means that they're not, for me, that they're not really in touch with themselves. So whoever asked that, feel free to connect with me also in private, and I can share more about it, because it sounds like you're a professional. So if you want, feel free to connect with me. And I wonder if that makes sense, because it's all about practice. It's all about practice, because this is like it's not a limitation for anybody. Everybody has the capacity to feel pleasure in themselves. And that's why for me, it's such a profound exercise, because what many also experience, and maybe some of you can relate to that, is when you start to touch yourself, maybe there is shame coming up, there is guilt coming up, there is maybe a little bit of pleasure coming up, and then it's like you block the pleasure for yourself. So there's like you block yourself to a certain degree, or maybe there is shame around sexuality or guilt around sexuality or guilt about touching yourself. Maybe there are, you know, you grow up in a religious family and, you know, you should really keep the hands on the blanket, you know, you do not touch yourself. So all this conditioning comes up by this little exercise. And this is really fascinating. So if you are working with clients, I really recommend you to play this with many and see what happens and see how you can track different clients and different behaviors. Does that resonate? Please respond. Now I kinda wish I could switch between my perception and my partner's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Disgust. Yeah, somebody shares disgust. So this is, you know, this is also how we can learn so much about ourselves. So often, you know, we're all such a delicate beings, like really, we all have this. We just, you know, we're struggling to be humans. We're struggling to relate. We're struggling connection. And we desperately, I mean, talking for myself and kind of generalizing here, desperately want to connect and desperately want to understand how we are relating, you know, how do we relate with one another. So it's really important to have compassion for ourselves there as well. So when these emotions comes up of shame or guilt or disgust, it's like, okay, wow, how come I have that towards myself, towards my own body, towards my own pleasure, right? And keep on, the thing is, this can be a rapid transformation, because if you keep on touching yourself, you will slowly but surely reassure and reprogram your nervous system into deeper sense of intimacy. And it really starts with yourself, right?
Okay, we have some more questions.
Yeah.
What does it mean if self-touch is less stimulating than touching the object?
Yeah. So, you know, that can be, how are you with being intimate with yourself? How are you? And how, now I don't know you, I don't know how much you worked with yourself, with your body, nothing, but it can indicate how easy is it for you to relate with yourself and on an intimate level. So it could indicate that there is a challenge for you to be intimate with yourself. There could be a challenge with self-love. You know, look into it, and what happens when you touch yourself? Is it just numbness, or is it, I'm wrong, it's wrong, it's bad, it's shameful? What is it? What is the pattern that comes up when you do that? So pay attention to that, right?
Mm-hmm. People are already asking how to get in touch with you. So I think we've already posted your website. We're going to do that as well at the end. And is there a good way that people can get in touch with you? Then we can post that now already.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, we have 10 more minutes. I'm going to share one more thing. So in the end of this share, there's going to be a link to my website, sanasanita.com. You can find me on Facebook, Sana Sanita. I will also host a free webinar for anybody who joined this call or the embodiment conference on the 17th of November. So there will be a link to that as well, so you can join that. And in that link, you will also find, I've done a recorded pleasure meditation where I guide people into raising pleasurable sensation in their own body. So it's a 25-minute recording. Normally I'm selling that for 35 euros, but I thought I just want to give a gift here, but you have to sign up to get it. So it's a direct download. So then by following the link in the end of this call, you get both the free webinar and the link to the pleasure meditation. Yeah. And at any time after that, if you have questions, don't hesitate, please connect with me. So you will have the information in the end. Yeah, thank you.
So one more question. Is okay. it like sensate focus?
Hmm?
Is it like sensate focus? Ben was asking that. So Ben, if you want to come in the main room, we could do that and then you can express your question verbally if you want to.
There's one more thing I would like to do before that, before we so I see I only have like 10 minutes more. Mm. Thank you for a brave Ben coming into the room. Yeah. So, okay. So there's one more thing, of course, when it comes to feeling ourselves, and yeah, you got a very, 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 very compressed version now. But one more thing I want to add on to this with feeling pleasure through yourself. It also has to do with our attitude. So the thing is, our brain is a really clever thing if we use it in the right way. And our brain can also induce how we feel pleasure and how much we feel pleasure and how much we allow ourselves to feel pleasure. So when you do the pleasure meditation that I share with you in the end, you will also be able to train yourself and train your mind into surrender to deeper sensations of pleasure. But what I want to invite you to, what I did a lot, because I've been on this discovery, like how much pleasure can I feel in my body? Where can I feel pleasure in my body? So it's really not limited to our genitals or our breast or our just erogenous zones. They might be, you know, good trigger points. But what I was like super curious, like where how much pleasure can I feel? And I started to discover full body orgasm and erotic hypnosis. And I was like amazed how much pleasure I could feel in just different parts of my body. And I invite you to do another exercise now for just like, yeah, another minute and a half. So again, we just need to compress it. Where you imagine that your whole body is like a sponge. So the same as you take in information through your fingertips when you touch the object, you started to activate a little bit, when you touched your skin, perhaps you started to feel this buzzing sensation. What would happen if you just like get into cat mood, as I would call it? So for example, yeah, meow, is Janine is doing that. But you imagine, you know, cats, they don't give a shit about what they're stroking themselves towards. They're just like, meow, you know, they just stroke themselves and they feel good, right? Yeah. So imagine for a moment that you're a cat and anything that you touch, just imagine, just for the fun, what if I can feel pleasure from touching my body towards this object? And just explore that for like a minute and a half and we come back here. It can be there. Chair, how your butt is touching the chair, maybe the fabric touching your skin, the chair when you rub your back, and just explore what happens if I believe that this brings me pleasure. So it's a feeling of, oh, it's like you exaggerate it a little bit. Yeah. So just explore that for a moment. And if you want, you can also touch your hands at the same time, or just explore purely how it feels when you start to feel your body from the outside in, if that makes sense. Like if when this air is kissing your skin, the breath going in and out through your mouth or through your nose, subtle movements. Just slow and sensual and connective, as if you're making love with God. And if it gets, like if the judgment comes up, this is ridiculous, or I feel shame, remember the meaning making that I showed you. It's a choice of feeling the sensation or making meaning out of it. It's a choice. Mm. All right, and come to an ending. Just feel in your body what you feel. So like now I feel like melting, soft. I could just continue. I feel buzzy, and I wonder what you feel. So if somebody want to share something, it would be wonderful. Yummy. Now I just want to find a sunny spot on the floor and nap for the rest of the day. Exactly. Aroused, somebody says. And there's somebody asking a question with pleasure is decreasing by age. I come back to that. Yeah. Having a good way. I smelled catnip. Like I've smelled catnip, exactly. Cozy and safe. Yeah. And I wonder if, or I hope that some of you could feel the difference where you pay attention to, or when you make a choice that, this feels good. It's like you enhance the sensation of pleasure. Yeah. And I really encourage you to explore that. So I've done this in so many different ways, even with flip-flops. So all of you, I'm sure all of you know flip-flops. So you know the thingy between the toes. So one day I was out on my bicycle and I was like, I wonder if I could, you know, feel pleasure from the thing touching between my toes. And I was just like breathing into this plastic thing between my toes and kind of breathing that in, and even that could give me pleasure. So I was like, I'm just amazed how much things in our surrounding, when I make a choice, that can give me pleasure. And with that, what I mean is also when you, for example, are in bed and you're making love, so how much of the surrounding can you bring into lovemaking for the sense of enhancing and feeling more pleasure in your body? It's really profound. You know, while you're smelling your lover or moving your body. I'm usually only aware of that plastic thing when it feels annoying. Will it be fun to play with the attention? I don't really understand that question, but somebody asked, does it mean we can trick ourselves into feeling pleasure with things that wouldn't normally trigger it? Exactly. And that's my whole point. The point is, it doesn't matter what you touch. It really doesn't matter. So another little story. I love telling stories because when, you know, real life experiences, a short one. And then I'm going to share the last little tool I want to share with you, because then we're going to move on. And so a friend of mine, she lives in Bali, and, you know, she has this gorgeous garden with a bathtub out in the garden. And she loves doing this exercise of activating her hands in order to feel more pleasure and calmness and all that that comes with that, that we now discovered. So one morning, she was laying out in a bathtub and she was just like, you know, touching this thing on the side of the bathtub and started to feel all aroused and nice. And then she opened her eyes to see what it actually she was touching. And it was a bird shit. And, you know, because, you know, our nerve endings, they don't give a shit. You know, they don't think, they don't judge, they don't have, you know, a conceptualized meaning about what to touch or not. It all happens up here. So and when she saw, she was like, oh, fuck, you know, can I still feel pleasure from this? And then, you know, mind kicks in and it feels a little disgusting. But this is how profound this exercise is. I really wish that you explore it and then come back to me. You know, it's, your life will never be the same again. When you eat, holding your fork, brushing your teeth, you can just enhance it and play with it, play with the attitude of it. Thank you for enjoying me cursing. Yeah. All right. So, okay, we have 5 more minutes before we're wrapping up here. So, There is the 2 things I've shared with you now, or 3 things. It's the feeling with your hands, feeling an object, feeling yourself. And again, I encourage you, because the difficulty, of course, comes when you touch a partner or another being, because that's when all our triggers and conditioning kicks in more in some ways. So I encourage you to play with that. So we play with that, activating our hands. We explore the meaning making. Okay, we touch something. Do I make a meaning out of it, or can I stay with the stimuli, just the pure data? Yeah. And then also feeling with the whole body. So engaging this one in thinking our way to pleasure without making fantasies. We don't want to create a fantasy. We want to stop the fantasy making, because all of that happens in our head. So the more we can just bring it back to the pure data, to the pure stimuli, to the rawness of our expression, the more pleasure you will feel. And I can guarantee that. I can guarantee that. And of course, ta-da! Last but not least, we have sound, breath, and movement, which are key components and really helpful tools when we are in lovemaking. So every time we notice, so from now on, I really invite you to notice and pay attention to every time you start those thoughts coming up. Oh my God, am I good enough? Or am I looking good? Am I sexy enough? Oh, I forgot to paint my toenails, or I, whatever it is, you know, our story comes. Take a breath. And breathe. And this is equally challenging for many people. So of course we breathe, we will always breathe. We will never stop breathing until we, you know, life choose for us to do so, but to really bring in sound and breath and movement. So I invite you now to take a long, deep inhale and exhale through your mouth. And when you do that, pay attention to the vibration in the body on your exhale. One more time, inhale, you can choose mouth or nose. Exhale through the mouth. And just notice the vibrations. And notice what the vibrations does to the body internally. And this is also the breath. The breath brings us back to the present moment. So in lovemaking, when we practice to feel more, to be more present, dedicate yourself to feel the breath. And dedicate yourself to feel the body like a wave, like water. Yeah. And this is both for men and women, like whatever body you're in, whatever body you choose, like whatever gender you're equalized with. Just, it's the same, yeah? And in the pleasure meditation I share with you, I will guide you through it as well, all these components that we've been speaking about. So you will understand it more and you will have more time to follow that. But take now, we take one more minute together before we're going to wrap this up. Just 1 minute. Close your eyes and then start to breathe in. And when you exhale with a sound and paying attention to the vibration on the exhale, really carefully, deeply. And even there, if you want, you can, you know, bring in some extra thoughts about feeling more pleasure in your body and see what happens. Exploring yourself for another minute. And maybe you want to bring in small, subtle movements in the body, tiny movements. And come to an ending of that and just feel for shortly, just feel. And that I would have loved to do much longer. I know it's time to wrap up soon. And I would really love if there anybody just want to share how this was. Do you resonate? Does it help you? And of course, if any questions, feel free to connect with me. Chris says, with the concentrate with the spiritual heart. Exactly. So exactly. You can totally connect with the Supreme Being. The deeper you go, the more subtle you go, the broader you go. Yeah. This was wonderful, says someone. It helped so much. Thank you. You're so welcome. Inspiring. It really helped me to spot pleasure in my body. And it really feels like I can control and channel it now. Beautiful. Really nourishing and juicy. Great start and confirmation of the process. Beautiful. Thank you. and really keep on practicing this. Really take it seriously. It's a really, really profound practice.
So we have, before we have to wrap up, finally, yeah, we have a last question that was voted on top, was what would be good tools to bring someone who's very much in their head or is about performing into the heart, and what are good, easy practices?
Yeah. So the touch is super important, what we did right now. If somebody's a lot in their head, it can take quite a lot of time to guide somebody into that. What I would help them with is to get more deep into the body. And this you can do, for example, because I find it important to connect logic with the sensation. Because if somebody's really locked in their head, it would be difficult to just, you got to feel, you know? So I would suggest, dancing, yoga, do emotional release, anything, de-armoring, to activate the more energy, more life force in the body. If it's in the bedroom, play this, play with the sensations. So if it's, there's not a possibility to send them to XYZ, play with a sensation, play with sound, with breath, with movement. Encourage them and say it's okay, you don't need to perform. Because if it's with a man, for example, so many men have prestige anxiety, I mean women does it well, but calm down, say it's okay, you don't need to perform, let's try something else, let's breathe together, let's feel. Yeah. And it can even be that lay this person down, hold the hand on the belly and encourage them to breathe really deeply, 10 breaths in and out through the mouth. And with that, I would encourage to do straw breath if they are sucking the straw, because that tend to go deeper and activate the body a little bit more into sensation. Yeah, I hope that makes sense.
Thank you. Yeah. Perfect. So we're at the end of the session.
Okay.
So if you have any more questions, you can write Sanna directly. We just posted the links to her website, so please do that.
Yeah.
And also check out her free webinar. We also posted the link on that. And if you want to digest this whole conference with all those sessions in your own time, then get the upgrade, and then you have a lifelong access to all those sessions. You can also take notes. And that's a great thing, and it enables us to keep this on happening, like to offer this to people who maybe cannot afford the conference. You have 48 hours to watch this afterwards if you want to share it with some friends. And so thanks everybody for checking in and for listening, for staying, and thank you Sanna for sharing this. It really felt like for me it was like a quick access point. Instead of meditating before, for example, teaching yoga, it's so much quicker.
Oh yeah, totally. It goes down. I mean, I can tell so many stories about it. So can I say one last thing?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is your best tip to stay embodied?
My best tip to stay embodied? Touching myself is the best way. So when I teach, or if I'm nervous, or I just start to touch myself, or I touch my arm, I touch my leg. It really brings me down. That's like a quick fix, but otherwise dancing, breath work, yoga, emotional release, and de-armoring is like, my top fives. So I want to say really thank you so much for everybody who joined. And the pleasure meditation link is in the chat room, I'm pretty sure. And if you don't get it, write to me, Sanna Sanita, and I send it to you, or I send the link to you, no problem.
Yeah, we will also post it in the Facebook group underneath the video. So you can check out the Facebook groups of this channel, and you will find it there as well.
Yeah, beautiful. Awesome. Okay, thank you, everyone.
Have a good rest of your retreat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye, take care. Enjoy, everybody.